My name is Bob McGurl. I live in Pine Water Farm on Herring Creek, and I'm a board member of Citizens Coalition. My comments are going to center on the environmentally sensitive development zone. However, my comments are incorporated in a handout for Citizens Coalition, which involves other areas of concern as well as what I'm going to talk about. So those comments will be handed in a written form, and you'll have them for all areas. The environmentally sensitive developing zone, for those that don't know, I assume 90% of the people do know, is the area around the inland bays. It's generally bordered on the western side by Route 24 and includes the area around the bays. The purpose of that area being pulled out separately, obviously, is because of the pollution of the bays and the ground in that area, which is a result of severe overpopulation of that area. There has been some progress made in that area with public sewers. However, the density for dollars and the cluster development densities and the changing in zoning has actually added an influx of people in that area over and above the number of people that have switched from private septic systems to public systems. So the net result of what we are doing really has been a minus, not a plus. What we don't see in the comprehensive plan and what is desperately needed is some restrictions on population growth in that area. All the density for dollars and all the other things, cluster developments, actually allow developers to increase the density in that area rather than decrease it. I do realize that developers who want to develop that area have to write an environmental impact statement, but I see that just an exercise where they go to an environmental concern and pay for a favorable statement. So the net result of that exercise really I don't think is positive. What we propose from Citizens Coalition would be the inclusion of some of the following restrictions in that environmentally sensitive overlay zone. Namely, that no density bonuses in that zone be awarded, and that public sewers and public water be in place before developments over 50 units be applied to the commission or applications be made for those size developments. We recommend that the buffers be 100 foot in that area unless Denerec sees fit to reduce it to less than 100 foot.
I'm sorry, unless who sees fit? Unless who sees fit?
DNREC.
Okay, thank you.
And that we would restrict rezoning, that it not be rezoned for increased density. For other reasons, that would be all right. For increased density, I don't think rezoning should take place in that area. Those four suggestions will be in the write-up that will be distributed by one of the other speakers.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Joan Deaver. I live on 19208 Plantation Road, Rehoboth. I'm president of Citizens for a Better Sussex, hundreds of members. And we represent people who live here, including residents and business people as well. We're looking at this map. This crosshatch area of this map, you're labeling that area, which is a very sensitive area, as environmentally sensitive developing area. It should not be called a developing area, and it should not be treated that way. We object to that. We also object to the developing area in yellow around Lewis. That should not be a developing area. That's east of Route 1, entirely sensitive. Absolutely should not be a yellow, colored yellow developing area. We feel that with the way zoning is done now in the county, everything being AR1, and then you have ordinances to add density here and there and everywhere according to your density for dollars program, we don't know where we stand. We who live here don't know what's going to happen to land around us. We want to